Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi, welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week I've been searching space for an answer to this question from David.
Would a fetus develop differently in zero gravity conditions?
Making a whole new human being is a complex process at the best of times, even here on Earth. So what would happen to a fetus trying to develop in space? Well, Adam Watkins is an expert in reproductive biology from the University of Nottingham and has some insight into why this is such a tricky question.
The difficulty in trying to answer this question is that no one has ever fallen pregnant while being in space. Our best understanding of how zero gravity might affect fetal development comes from studies using animals. Initially, rats and mice were sent into space to see how microgravity might affect their ability to reproduce. Unfortunately, the significant disruption of travelling into space meant that none of the females who became pregnant stayed pregnant. Astronauts have also studied how embryos from animals such as mice, salamanders and birds develop under lower gravity. Again, these studies showed that microgravity had a negative effect on the embryos, slowing down their rate of development so that they contained fewer cells than normal.
And although since those initial experiments, some animals like rats have given birth in space, the results have been mixed. And of course, a mouse is a far cry from a person. And fully grown people already have enough trouble staying healthy when they're in space.
In space, astronauts have to take regular exercise to counteract the negative effects of weightlessness that it has on their bones and muscle strength. On Earth, a fetus in the womb also exercises, using the resistance of the amniotic fluid to strengthen its bones and muscles. In space, the lack of gravity could affect the development of a fetus's bones, muscles, and other organs during pregnancy.
And all of this leads to NASA having a strict no pregnancy in space policy. And female astronauts are regularly tested before launch to make sure humanity doesn't end up conducting an impromptu experiment on space pregnancy. And that isn't even the end of the potential problems.
Finally, astronauts are exposed to doses of cosmic radiation hundreds of times higher than here on Earth. This high-energy radiation can damage our DNA, causing mutations. During a 9-month pregnancy in space, both the mother and her developing baby could be exposed to harmful amounts of cosmic radiation, which may have unwanted long-term consequences for things like cancer.
So as Bored Chemist said on the forum, it might be prudent to check that idea with something bigger than a mouse before we risk a human. Thanks to Adam for delivering that answer, and next week we are getting our teeth into this one from James.
What were the health impacts of the vastly different diets and lifestyles of aristocrats and peasants? Would wealthy Roman patricians be much smarter than plebeians based solely on improved nutrition?
So have you any food for thought? If so, come join in the debate on our forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you'd like to ask us a question yourself, we're on chris@thenakedscientists.com or come use the web form at thenakedscientists.com/question. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.